It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Avalanches in Colorado have already killed 8 people this winter. Ethan Green, the director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, says the 10-year season average is 6 deaths.
That's bad. I am worried about what the season is going to bring, but I think more importantly, it's here. We're seeing a bad avalanche season. We are in the middle of it right now.
Green says the avalanches this season are easy to trigger and cover a larger area. New vehicle sales were down about 12% last year in Colorado. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Coloradans registered 220,000 new vehicles last year, down from 250,000 the year before. Sales and production fell off a cliff when the coronavirus first hit, but demand has now grown steadily. Light trucks, which include SUVs, accounted for more than 80% of sales. Electric vehicles made up less than 3% of all sales. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
This weekend was all about eagles at Bar Lake, northeast of Denver. Denverite's Kevin Beatty went to the state park's annual Eagle Festival.
And so today, of course, we're talking about eagles.
Yay! Bald eagles brought people in on Saturday, and rangers use that hook to teach them how to respect habitats when they visit. It's a bigger deal than ever because parks across the state have been inundated with visitors during the pandemic. Here's park manager Michelle Suber.
So we had a record visitation year. Our visitation and revenue were up about 55%. And so we have to manage our spaces, and I think that's even more important now.
She's working to make Bar Lake Colorado's third state park with a gold standard status from the Leave No Trace Center. Bringing people in and teaching them to pack it out will help her get there. I'm Kevin Beatty with Denverite.
And when you see trash, pick it up. All right? Okay.
Mostly sunny skies along the Front Range today and high fire danger in Colorado Springs and Pueblo. This is CPR News.